Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked BRICS nations to unite and cooperate strongly to deal with terrorism and terror financing. Addressing the closed plenary session of the 16th BRICS summit in Russian city of Kazan today, he added that there is no place for double standards on such a serious issue. Mr. Modi stressed on the need to take active steps to prevent radicalization among the youth. He called for working together on the pending issue of the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism in the UN. The Prime Minister also highlighted that work should be done for global regulations for cyber security and safe and secure AI. He said there are huge expectations from BRICS in view of new challenges of cyber security, deep fake and disinformation in the age of technology. The Prime Minister observed that this BRICS summit is taking place at a time when the world is facing many challenges including war, conflict, economic uncertainty, climate change and terrorism. There is also talk of North-South and East-West divide in the world. The Prime Minister said, India is in support of dialogue and diplomacy and not war. He further said the BRICS is capable of creating new opportunities for a safe, strong and prosperous future as it defeated COVID-19 together. The Prime Minister added that containing inflation, ensuring security in food, energy, health and water sectors are priority issues for all countries. He said BRICS as a diverse and inclusive platform can play a positive role on all issues and in this context, the approach should remain people-centric. He added that the BRICS should give this message to the world that it is not a divisive but a public interest group. Prime Minister Modi also said that India is ready to welcome new countries as BRICS partner nations and all decisions in this regard should be made unanimously. He also emphasized on moving forward in a timely manner for reforms in global institutions including the UN Security Council, multilateral development banks and WTO. He added that India is fully committed to increase cooperation under the BRICS. He added that India has created the Gati Shakti portal to rapidly increase multimodal connectivity in the country. He also said it has helped in integrated planning and implementation of these developments and has reduced logistics cost. Mr. Modi welcomed the efforts to increase financial integration among BRICS countries, saying trading in local currency and easy cross-border payments will strengthen economic cooperation. Talking about India's Unified Payment Interface or UPI, the Prime Minister said it is a big success story of India, which has also been adopted in many countries. Congress candidate Priyanka Gandhi submitted her nomination papers before the returning officer of the Wayanad Parliamentary Constituency in Kerala this afternoon. By-poll in the constituency will be held on the 13th of next month, along with Chelakara Reserved and Palakkad Assembly constituency. In Maharashtra, Shiva Sena and Nationalist Congress Party have announced the names of their candidates for the upcoming Legislative Assembly elections. Delhi's air quality continues to remain in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the Air Quality Index or AQI in the national capital was recorded at 367 at 12 noon. In a related development, the Supreme Court today said that the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, Act provision on penalty for stubble burning is not being implemented. The centre today rolled out the second phase sale of Bharat brand Chana Dal through National Cooperative Consumers Federation of India Limited and National Agricultural Cooperative Marketing Federation of India Limited once in New Delhi. During the flagging off ceremony of the vans, Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi said that Bharat Chana Dal will be available at 70 rupees per kg and Chana at 58 rupees per kg in the Kendri Bhandars, mobile vans, NAFED, e-commerce platforms and big chain retails. The severe cyclonic storm Dana is most likely to make landfall between Bhitarganika and Dhamra off Odisha coast in the late night of tomorrow or early morning of Friday. Wind speed of Dana will be 100 to 120 kilometers per hour during the landfall. And in hockey, India lost to Germany 0-2 in the first match of bilateral series at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.